President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has a vision for a new Gaza. The real estate developer, who also acts as a U.S. envoy to the Middle East, presented a slide deck showing a rebuilt territory. It showed a mix of futuristic skyscrapers and industrial zones. NPR's correspondent in Dubai, Ayab Batraoui, is covering this. All right, so a new Gaza, how would that work?
This vision is ambitious, and Kushner says it's based on free market economy principles to empower the people of Gaza with jobs and economic prosperity. Have a listen.
We think this could be done in 2-3 years. We've already started removing the rubble and doing some of the demolition. And then new Gaza. It could be a hope, it could be a destination, have a lot of industry, and really be a place that the people there can thrive, have great employment.
So he says to do this in 2 or 3 years, there has to be security and new governance in order to attract investors. And he's calling on donors to come forth and trust the Trump plan. Now, already the Trump administration, which pushed Israel and Hamas to agree to the current ceasefire, is backing a new committee of Palestinian technocrats to take over administration of Gaza. They would be working under a new board of peace that Trump presides over. And the U.S. plan also requires that militant groups in Gaza lay down their weapons before any rebuilding starts. And Kushner says this is the only plan for Gaza, that there is no plan B.